Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. And we're asking this question, is the pen mightier than the keyboard? We've been asking you if you still jot down notes the old-fashioned way or if you're a keyboard fanatic. We got this from Florida. I have a den that is set up to avoid all digital life. I have a rotary phone, a turntable, and an old TV hooked up to an old VCR where I watch old movies. I also have a pile of stationery and a fountain pen that I use to write in a journal. It's very relaxing. Well, there was a time, Takeaway listeners, and maybe you remember this time, when this wasn't even a question. You sat in a college classroom and your instructor talked and you wrote down notes by hand using, yes, your hand and a pen and a piece of paper. But those days are gone for many college students today. Laptops are standard school issue, and note-taking on laptops is as ordinary as hanging out on the quad. But not every instructor is on board with taking notes on laptops, and new research suggests that students who take notes with laptops rather than by hand remember less and are distracted more. Now, Laura Noreen has observed the same thing. She's an adjunct professor at the Stern School of Business at New York University, and she does not allow laptop note-taking in her classroom. Laura, welcome.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you teach data sciences, right?
I actually teach a social responsibility course. I do all my research in data science,
but all
I
your research
teach social responsibility.
Okay, so So you do your research in data science. However, you're a person who has a deep appreciation for computers and what they can do.
Oh, absolutely.
And you've banned computers in your classroom.
We have banned them. It was kind of a slow phase out. We started first with just banning them in our small sections. And then we, so year after year, we realized how important it was to have students pay attention to our faces, to look at our faces as we're standing in front of the classroom. It gives us better feedback to see where they're sort of wandering off, trailing off. And if they're staring at their screens, we can't tell if they're taking notes, if they're on Facebook, if they're looking up what we're saying on Wikipedia. We just can't tell. So we slowly phase them out across all of the components of this course.
And so we're going to talk about what the results have been. But before, as you said, you'd have a bunch of heads hidden behind screens, the laptop screen flipped up. You don't know what they're doing. They're G-chatting. They're on Wikipedia. Occasionally, a pair of eyes might peep up over the laptop screen, I suppose.
Yeah, and you can't tell. Are they peeping up because they just did something naughty online and they want to make sure that they're not getting caught, or because they're, in fact, paying attention?
Okay, so what's been the difference? All laptop screens closed. Those computers are off the desk. People have pen in hand. And then what happens?
Well, the laptops are closed and off the desk. The strangest thing that has happened is that the pens and paper don't necessarily come out. The students are not taking notes necessarily. About half of them take notes and half of them just assume they can sort of absorb everything or everything useful, or that they will be emailed all the good stuff later. So they don't necessarily move away from digital as much as we would like them to. If there's something important said in class or a handout, they expect to then receive it in email.
And do they?
I resist, but I do often hand out every single handout. I'll email them. Every single set of slides, I tend to email them, although they're realizing now that not everything is in the slides.
So. Okay. So at least you have more eyes on you. Do you have more engaged students? Are you noticing a difference with what's getting through? And I guess maybe even more importantly, student interaction with what you're saying.
The students definitely use over the course of the semester, their ability to participate in discussions in class goes up dramatically. At first, they're very quiet. They don't know how to interact with each other. They only talk to me. So it all goes, you know, student to me, student to me, student to me. And as the course goes on, they can go student to student better and conduct a discussion that goes across the entire course instead, or classroom, instead of just student to me, student to me. And I think that would not happen if laptops were open, because not only can I not tell when they're paying attention, they can't tell when their classmates are listening to them if their laptops are open.
I mean, have you sat in the break room or at the graduate club with other instructors who lament that nobody pays attention and say, I've got an idea for you. You should do what I've been doing.
Yes, although the funny conversation that has happened in the break room is about professors turning off their own laptops when we sit in on lectures and things like that. The professors really resist shutting down their laptops. They don't mind sort of telling the students to shut them down, but they kind of deploy the same arguments that students do and don't want to turn off their laptops. They're saying, we're looking stuff up. This is how we take notes. I don't want to have to write it down later. So it's there's a real resistance to turning off laptops. But once people buy into it, they're bought in. It's just it's a very high hurdle to get past.
Have you converted anybody else, professors or other instructors? So far?
I have not been very convincing with professors.
You've tried. So is it, I mean, is it, you know, we've been talking to a lot of listeners today who some of them are maybe devoted acolytes of the pen and paper. Some of them still like to write notes. Maybe we haven't heard maybe yet from a couple of college students who take notes by hand, but we'd sure like to. Are you a crusader for the written word or just a teacher who wants people to pay more attention to what you're saying?
I'm probably more just a teacher who wants people to pay attention to classes and to learn how to take notes and connect patterns as they're taking notes. Because it's not just about writing down verbatim, you know, this reference that I told them or something like that. They're actually having to do some filtering in the process of taking notes. That's what I want them to learn. I assume all professors have already figured out how to do that or they never would have made it to this stage. So I'm less... You know, I'm not trying to convince any professors to change. That whatever they're doing that's working for them, go for it.
And I think there is some research into this field showing that students do retain more, better conceptual learning and better memory when they take notes by hand. It might be nice to see some, you know, only an N of one, I suppose, but some controlled, a bit of a controlled situation with your own class. I don't know if grades would necessarily show it, but how much better students have retained in the laptop era in the Noreen class versus the handwriting era.
It would be nice to see that. We do so much writing. It's really hard to tell how much of that is coming from their ability to do this filtering process during note taking, or they figured out later. And quite frankly, the rest of the course is digitized. So they email me all their assignments and I give all the responses back. So we have primarily gone paperless with a minor exception of taking notes in class. Everything else is pretty much paperless. We don't print.
Still, okay. Well, fair to say that from here on out, if you're taking Lauren Noreen's class at the Stern School of Business at New York University, don't bother bringing the MacBook. It's out.
It's out.
Leave the Android phone, iPhone in your pocket. It's out too. She's nodding her head. Absolutely. Lauren Noreen, adjunct professor at New York University, has banned laptops from class. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.